With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and U.S. stocks raced to another record Friday after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is open again for commercial tankers carrying crude from the Persian Gulf. Air Canada will suspend service to New York's JFK International Airport over the summer as the war in Iran creates jet fuel shortages that have sent prices soaring. Tariff refunds are getting closer to flowing into bank accounts, with the U.S. government slated to start processing refund claims today. The federal government will launch the Trump Tariffs Refund Portal. It's an online portal that lets businesses request refunds for Trump's tariffs, which were deemed illegal by the U.S. Supreme Court. Union leaders representing thousands of New York City apartment house door persons, superintendents, and other workers said they had reached a tentative contract agreement with the building owners, averting a strike at the homes of an estimated 1.5 million people. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.